In the hereafter, in the akhirah, people will be distributed or split into two groups. Allah Ta'ala, Allah Most High, will split the whole of humanity, mankind, into two groups. All today, the people, the population, everything, everyone around us will be split into two groups. Two sections. And both the people who will be split, on one side will be those who will be dragged towards Jahannam, hell. And on the other side will be the fortunate people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to enter into paradise, Jannah. And when those people, Muslims or people, when they will enter into paradise, when they will go into paradise, they will say, such people who will enter into paradise and they will attain the high levels in paradise. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. What they will say, they will enter and they will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will praise Allah, Alhamdulillah, and they will be entered into Jannah, subhanAllah. And also they will say, Ya Allah, that all praise is for you. You from us, you have taken grief and fear away from us. You've taken worries away from us, distress away from us. We were in such a dunya, there were difficulties, there were problems, there were illnesses, my Mawla, my Lord. They will say, verily our Lord is the one who forgives, who appreciates, who gives His grace and His mercy. And He allows all difficulties to go far, because it was all the difficulty in the world, problems. So the other group, may Allah Ta'ala enter us into that second group. So these people will go into paradise. And what will be their libas? It will be silk attire. Silk attire. And all of the attire of the world will have finished, and they will enter into paradise laughing and smiling. And the other group, what will be their hashr? What will be their consequence? The Quran has mentioned this as well. Yeah, so there'll be two groups. So how have these two groups come about? These two groups will form in this world, this dunya that we're living in, that the groups will form in this world, and one will go into paradise and one will go into hell. Remember this. These two sections, to make yourself into that group that goes into paradise, or if somebody goes into the other group destined for hell, Allah Ta'ala says that in the world whilst you're living, Allah has given us a control system that we need to utilize correctly. And that's something that a person, if he, for example, has that will, and it's his choice or it's his actions that lead him to paradise or hell. There's a button that Allah Ta'ala has instilled into our bodies. And it is such a condition that a person's confronted with, that Allah Ta'ala has given us that choice. And that place where the decision is made, that from that decision A person can go towards being a person without belief, without no faith. He could be a mushrik, he could be disobedient, he can become proud, he could have all of the pride within him and worldly material desires. He could be a liar, he could be a zani, he could be an adulterer. All of the sins emanate from that. And also from that point, that button or that organ, a person can become good. He can become straightforward, he can become a wali, he can become a kutub, he could become an abdal, he could become the friend of Allah. All the great statuses can be attained from that one point, one feature point. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated about this how? It's a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that, O people, listen. Insan, in the body of a man, there's a piece of flesh, a piece of flesh. Subhanallah. And if that is correct, then the whole body is correct. If that piece of flesh is spoiled, then the whole body will be spoiled. People, that piece of flesh is the heart of a person, the qalb. This is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. So, this is that place, the maqam, from where a person can become good, or a qutb and an abdal. It's that organ, that piece of flesh, the heart, that makes a person either good or not good. So the heart is the foundation, the fountain that spreads the goodness. Everything starts from him. All bad and evil emanates from where? Not the eyes, not the hand, not the feet. Where is it? The heart. From the heart emanates all bad things that drag a person into Jahannam, into hellfire. And all the, for example, actions related to the hereafter, if he goes into paradise, they also emanate from the heart. So that can also take a person into paradise. So Allah has told us this, that if this heart is good, if the heart is good, the more he improves it, conditions it, makes it nice, then the more the beautiful the results will come out. Subhanallah. The more the heart is made, conditioned and purified, made clean, the more a person wants to clean it. And so clean, and as you clean it, clean it, clean it, clean it, you get to that maqam that Allah Ta'ala says that the person then totally remembers me in his heart. You cannot find me anywhere, but you will find me, my remembrance, in the heart that is clean and pure. Subhanallah. That's the maqam that a person gets. But when a person makes his heart dirty, impure, impurity, 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 it becomes so dirty that there's no difference between him and the animals. So the whole success or failure is based on the qalb, the heart, protection of the heart. If we want, whether in the hereafter the mankind will be split into two groups, those destined for paradise, those for hell, there will be one reason, that those who understand this point in this world, one who have understood this point, that I need to improve my heart, clean my heart, protect my heart, work, make effort on my heart. From the work on the heart, a person starts to make his Jannah, his paradise. It cannot be that a person has a good heart and he does something wrong. He disobeys Allah, he doesn't obey Allah, or he doesn't follow Allah Ta'ala said. The question doesn't arise. It cannot be. Cannot be. Opposites. And if the heart is spoiled, then you cannot imagine that if the heart is impure, he's praying salah or doing good deeds. It cannot be. The more the heart is spoiled and dark and full of impurities, then a person goes far from Allah and commits shirk and forgets Allah. And he starts worshipping the things of the world and small things of the world he starts to consider as his Lord. So we, if we want to get that result, and we want to attain that result that Allah Ta'ala gives us a home in paradise, then we have to earn this. So what we need to do is that we need to start protecting our heart. We need to work hard on our hearts. We need to pay attention to our hearts. Just do one action. Do one action. That's it. We need to keep an eye on our hearts. Focus on our hearts. Don't spoil the heart. Don't let it get spoiled. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala has prepared in a beautiful, Allah says, the Prophet says, قُلَّ شَيْءٍ سَقِينَةً, that there's a cleaning agent for everything. Allah Ta'ala has prepared also the cleaning agent for the heart. Allah Ta'ala says that for everything to be clean, there is a resource, a tool. Yes? Everything has a cleaning agent. Look. For example, Allah has given us the resources to clean things, and Allah stated that for the heart, I've also created an action that cleans it. What is that? That if you start to protect your heart, that if there's a little bit of impurity, clean it straight away. Clean that impurity. Soon as the impurity gathers on the heart, and then you should use that lotion to wash the heart. And then the heart will sparkle. So Allah Ta'ala, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةً, that the cleaning agent for the heart, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, to revive the heart, to purify the heart, to shine the heart, to clean the heart. What does Allah Ta'ala manufacture? What is the action? Is to clean the qalb. What is it that Allah Ta'ala has created? ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ, remembrance of Allah. Straightforward. That's the reason why the people who understand Allah's messages, understand the Qur'an, first and foremost, they run towards the remembrance of Allah. ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Yes, it's obvious, a person, if he attains ilm, he has knowledge, he's worshipping, he's doing all the outwardly actions, but he is not doing it for the right reason. If the heart is clean, pure, then his ibadah will give the right results. Otherwise, in that worship, there will be pride and showing off and thousands of other diseases, illnesses, thoughts of shaitan, then his ibadah, worship is a waste. Wait, so first and foremost, a person needs to control his what, my brothers? Is his heart. Initiate with the dhikr of Allah. This is the first step, the islah, rectification of the heart. Allah Ta'ala has given us the formula. We should adopt that formula. First action is to do the dhikr of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. This is not our choice. Should we do dhikr or not do it? Or shall I leave it, reduce it, do it, not do it? No. No, it's lazim, essential. It's such an antibiotic, such a medicine that we cannot leave it. And remember this, the hadith has stated that as a person leaves this medicine, disregards and shuns this medicine, then the enemy will come, the shaitan will come and sit on your heart. And he's waiting, shaitan. He's in this worry. He's pondering that as soon as I get the chance that he becomes negligent of his dhikr, I will jump and enter into the crack. That shaitan can never enter into a dhakir heart. If he can't enter into a dhakir heart, then never will he instill his waswasa whispering into you. And he can never weaken your certainty and conviction. And that person's iman is high and lofty. But once shaitan enters into the crack, then he spoils the life of a person and he weakens his conviction and yaqeen and faith. So what we need to do is that we need to understand this. Allah's Nabi has stated that piece of flesh in your body, if you control it, your whole body will be under control. All your amal will become good and the result will be excellent. Your salah accepted, fasting accepted, tasbihat, dhikr accepted, recitation accepted, dhikr accepted. Because your heart's made and all of the results will be nice and beautiful and fresh. So, the tariqah, the method for that is that you should seek a friend of Allah, a guide, learn dhikr from him. They are the physicians, the doctors. Ask him, how shall I start? How do I do dhikr? What dhikr suits me? What should I recite? What's the quantity and when? When he prescribes that to you, then stick to that. You have to stick to that. Not that leave it some days and do it some days. No, if you leave for a few moments, the enemy will enter. Some people complain, I'm doing dhikr, and what you've told me, I'm doing dhikr. But if you're not doing the amount the doctors told you to take the medicine, if you're not doing that quantity correctly, or the times, if you say you're doing the evening, you're doing the morning, you're doing the afternoon. He said you're doing the afternoon, and you're doing wrong times. No, the way he prescribes to you, in that same way, that same number of tasbihs, repetition. So, for example, if dhikr is explained to them, just dhikr of Allah, just say Allah. Allah, is that all I have to do? Subhanallah. They don't even have yaqeen that this medicine that's been given to you, it's a very strong tonic. It will shake your heart, empty the impurities. Once a person says the name of Allah on his heart, subhanAllah, that light shines to the heavens. That's how the heart improves and is made with Allah's name. Is there anything greater than Allah's name? So, to make the heart, to improve the heart, to protect the heart, the action is dhikr, and it's essential for us to do dhikr. Definitely a person has to seek the guide, a shaykh who can prescribe dhikr to you, and then be regular on that dhikr. The amount he tells you when to do it, if he says 5 tasbih, 4, 3, 2, 1, he knows. He's the guide, he's the expert, and you are habitual on that until the last moment of your life, don't leave it. Alhamdulillah, you'll see how great deeds will start to emanate from your heart, body, waswasa of shaitan will end, distress in your heart. All shaitan's making. Waswasa of shaitan, bad thoughts, evil thoughts, weakness in iman, in faith, in yaqeen, certainty. Shaitan creates all of this. Hadith tell us this. Hadith tell us this. That your heart is spoilt, it's impure. And the reason why you don't do good deeds or think bad thoughts are due to your heart being in a bad state. So, those people who do dhikr, the iman is very strong and lofty. So be regular in dhikr of Allah and have istiqamat, steadfastness in dhikr. Be steadfast. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to implement this. Ameen.
الحمد لله من سلم وسلم على زيد سليم جبيل سليم تعوي دين نبيل مبين اللهم سليم زيد محمد نبيل مبين ونبيل مبين وزمين تيبين لدي كما زمين وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وذنوبنا وهزمنا وجدنا وخطبنا وامرنا كل ذنب ديننا اللهم ربنا اهدنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه أكنا عذاب النار أكنا عذاب القبر أكنا عذاب الحشر أكنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا داعي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي المراد اشفع مرادنا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الداعية والنوار برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.